Today we're continuing Kedima B'Tzedakah. So yesterday we discussed, you know, the Tshuva of Moshe to Rabbi Pesach Raymond about, you know, what was more important, to build the day school or to have the mikvah. And Rabbi Moshe said the day school is takes precedence, because the mikvah you can, this was in New Brunswick. He says, mikvah, you'll go to Elizabeth, and we discussed all those details of, and then we had another truth for Moshe, discussing, well, what was the ikar of Torah? Is it the day school or is it the kolel? So Moshe's thing was that to produce Mora Hara so in other words, if you have somebody who's a Mora Hara, he's passed in Shilas, and now and he's going to be able to learn more, so, and because they'll support that Mosad of producing Mora Hara, that would take precedence, as we saw. So those are things we discussed here. So the Marashdam has a tshuva here, where he discusses on page 2, Kalkalosh Misrofsi Svarad Yishlam Sach Moshe Govul Matalmud Torah Chevron. They collected for Talmud Torah in Chevron. Veike Eiskefi Anishman Ispatla Chevrahi. So it doesn't exist. Ratzon Hashem Kol Vitar Amos LeChevras Talmud Torah Asher Thessaloniki. They want to, instead of giving it to the place of Hebron, they want to give it to Salonika. Rotzon Hashem Kol Kodesh Litein Hamos LeChevras Talmud Torah Asher Thessalonika. Ach Omnu V'yaz Yira Hashem V'chosh V'shmo Yireim V'nafshem Hashem Chatz Hashem Yesh B'zeh Nidnad Isser L'shanosim B'Talmud Torah Shel Hebron Shul Mokom Kodesh L'mokom Talmud Torah Thessaloniki. So I understand, they collected for the Hebron Talmud Torah, and now they want to use it for the Salonika, but it doesn't exist. Now, so what's the shaila? So if it doesn't exist, so where are you going to give it? I mean, is it the pshat that they thought maybe they have to find another place in Eretz Yisrael? In other words, if it doesn't exist, so, okay. So, in other words, so you have no choice. So like, well, what are the options? In other words, not give it to anybody, or maybe to find another Talmud Torah in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to giving it to, Salonika. So, Mikol Mokom Sof Kol Sof Eino Dom Es Chus Torah Hal Medes Versus Well Es Chus Torah Hal Medes Chutz Laaretz. So he says, Tshuva Nir Lani Es Ned Yofa Himosim. Vavu Pish Ef Shul Harach Medin Zem Mikol Mokom Lo Ochish Lo Zerak Akotze Ve'ela Mikol Ol Vad HaTamim Shemhem Nir Shei Cholim Lidlo Mechemes Tamo Torah Shem Salonik. He says it's okay. You can give it. He says, even if the Chevron Talmud Torah was still in existence, you can be mishana things you collected for a shul, you can mishana to use it for a base medrash, because it's a high kedusha. That requires a whole so he says that really you could change it. When you don't do nami cholamanu lomar davgav shatora chevron meula ad ma'od. even though the Torah of Chevron is Ulan Mo, very Chashim, because Mokam Anoshim Halomim Shamim Anoshim Gedolim Bishonim. He said the people who are learning in Chevron are older people. The Chevron Tavatovah Shem Saloniki, Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban. And that's Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban. So, Rav Moshe, we saw yesterday, he was Ma'adif, the Mora Hora, to the Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban. So I don't know if he necessarily is talking about, but he's saying, so he's making an interesting comment here.
Did he call him
Rav Moshe? No. No. So, another Sefer Sitzer, but a fine handle of Sefer Sitzer, but he says, Talmud Torah Shabbosaloniki Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban. He says, even if the Chevron Talmud Torah would be there, the Chevron Talmud Torah was older people, and the Chevron people were Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban. The same pair called Kitzur Amar Eshlek Sheinolam Miskayim El Mishvil Hevel Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban. So Amar Leh Pabla Bay Didi Didach Mayam Leh Emin Adover Hevel Sheish Bochet and Hevel Sheish Bochet. Right, those kids are pure. So there, Shari Matzino made them Shein Erech Lelima Hator Me'anoshim Gedolim Lumator Me'aktanim Shein Behem Chet. So, he is Ma'adif. Now, it doesn't necessarily, Rav Moshe was speaking specifically. Rav had learned that safer. Wanted to make a contrast between Rav Moshe and Marash Dam, but you could say Rav Moshe was speaking not specifically about Mora Hora, like when we were saying yesterday. So the Mora Hora, that's a specific thing. But if not Mora Hora, then you have this Maila of the Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban. Their Torah is pure, and to give for them is because people are. Say you have a koilel, but the koilel is not necessarily going to produce Mora Hora or something like that. So maybe the day school should come first over that. In other words, we're talking about like a koilel Hora that's going to produce people who are going to pass the shilas. So that is a higher level than Rav Moshe says.
If this game is coming, that's they depend on that money to survive. Should they not have breakfast?
Yeah, that's the question of Stocka Lagabe. That's a different shayla. People who can't, that's that's what we discuss. People with life and death. That's the difference. Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking that no one, everyone's going to survive. And the Maria Sad, on page 4, that's a famous Tshuva Sefer. It has two names. It's either called the Tshuvas Mari or the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale. Yehuda Asad. It's a famous Hungarian Sefer. So on page 5 he says, you showed me what we did yesterday. He says, nearly I'm guessing to be shown on all the Yushalmi list. Taman Barnash, the Melech Baraisa, the Cheloshon Harashmul, Litin Tzlaka Lenorim, Ruma Torah, Mekom Mokom Nira, Harasi Dafka Al Gedolim Lom De Torah, Mol Gisus Lavenenu, Chain Dayak Harashmul, Mormon Lenorim, Mashma Gedolim, Bimokain, Havalay Lemay Matinokas from Beis Rabba. So he was critical that, Reb Yerushalmi, that they spent the money on the shul and not on, for Talmud Torah. So what was that mean? So he's ma'adif, the gedolim lo mei Torah. He's saying, in other words, why did you spend so much money on the shul? You could have used it for. Yes. So it does. So he says, hey, Moshon, we take stuck on an arm lo mei Torah. Dafgal gedolum lo mitor, kumul gesu shlofaneinu. Chayn deyik ar shmul ma'omru lo norim, mashru gedolum. Norim is not the ktino gashol beis rabba. And he doesn't say that. So that's, okay. That's just the continuation from yesterday.
So he was the applicant?
Yeah, so he's giving adifas to a beis medrash.
I thought
he was critical of giving it to the Yerushalmi. No, the Yerushalmi we saw yesterday was that someone was critical. They saw the shul. Look at the shul. How beautiful the shul is. He said, no, it's terrible. This money that you spent for the beautiful shul, you could have spent for Torah. So the question is, which Torah was it referring to? So he's saying he thinks the Pasha Pshat in that Yerushalmi is referring to the Torah of Gedolim, not the Torah of Tinoch Shel Beis Rabban. So even though we pointed out Tinoch Shel Beis Rabban, Rabbi Tuchman made the point just now, that the question is, this idea of Tinoch Shel Beis Rabban, that they're pure, this, is that a halachic reason to ma'adif supporting that institution over, or that's just like we were talking about saying, I mean, that God, that there's a certain purity and some precaution, but in the Chadami, when it comes to the actual adiflis, maybe not. Oh, so now what I'd like to do, somehow I got into the following thing. There is Gemara's in the end of Horius, Mishnah in the end of Horius, and the Rambam has it. You take a look on page 12. We'll see it in the Rambam. He says, "Hayu l'faneinu anim harbei ashvuim harbei." You have a lot of aniyim, you have a lot of shvuyim. So the halakha is Magdim is a koin lelevi. There is, who do you save first? A koin before a levi, levi of Yisrael, Yisrael acholol, acholol, shtuki shtuki lasufi, sufi lamamze. So it's a very interesting idea that, that's Rava, that's the Perek Pasuk of the Horis, the Mishnah in Horis. In Brisa, that we don't think of those terms usually, like you save someone's life. So this is, you find out, is he a Kohen, is he a Levi?
Why would a Ger come after a Shtuki and a
Masufi?
Because they're Jewish.
Yeah.
They're Jewish by birth.
Yeah.
They're Masufi. Oh, they're Masufi. Super,
they're
only about that lineage.
Yeah.
It's only
right.
Right.
Right, right.
And in front of you, you have two.
Right. Here's the Mishnah. I have page 14. Here's the Yerushalmi, but it's the Mishnah, in the same Mishnah. It says, Kohen called him Levi, Levi of Israel, Israel of Mamzer, Mamzer of Anosin, Anosin of Ger, Ger of Evan Meshuchar, Amosai, Mizmon Shakul and Shavim, Mamzer of Tamachachim, the Kohen God of Amarts, Mamzer of Tamachachim,
the Mishnah doesn't say no case is fine.
Right, exactly. Right. Right. So the Rambam writes,
Kovod,
who goes first? Yeah. Kovod. But you see the Rambam saying it's referring to Aniyim Harbe, Shvuyim Harbe.
Didn't talk about that even saving someone's life?
What's the question? What's the lesson? It's cold in. Okay. So let's see a little bit about this. So what's the status of a levy? So Pasha says a levy is the second year after the Kohen. Does that apply to a Levi Bizman Hazeh? There's a kohen is a kohen. A levi.
Why the levi
wasn't levi and kohen is a kohen? Oh, because maybe the levi stature is only, you know, when he's in the. The kohen still has the halachas of kahuna, marrying grusha, you know, no matter what. The levi doesn't have any of these halachas. So maybe the levi's chashivas is only when he's, when the, you know, the mikdash and the duchen and those things like that, but not.
The rabbis really marked it contrary to the common Ashkenazi practice that there's no kohen.
Oh, yeah. So let's take a look. So let's start here on page.
Who
was the lady?
Right.
He said,
one of them is a bigger tamal. Right. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look at page 6 in Parshas Re'eh. This is interesting. There's a pasuk, we don't think about this so much. As a Rashi, we don't think about this so much, but they point out Hisham Melacha Penthazal Tzalevi Kol Yemecha Alad Masecha. Don't forget about the Levi. So, what does Rashi say? I didn't bracket it. They on page Pasuk Yutes Alad Masecha. Aval Begola Incha Mutzar Alav Yosei Me'aniya Yisrael. So it's interesting that, like in the Golas. Al Masecha, then Levi gets a special status. But the Golo, he doesn't. The Levi is no different than a Yisrael. Interesting.
Because in the Golo, he has no money, no property.
Why do you
have to support the
Levi?
He has no land.
He doesn't have
no
land, right.
And outside of Israel, he's
getting
no land.
Right.
That's
what the Sisya Thomas said. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's see.
Is there a situation where he has to prove that it's related before we go back to talk about that, and therefore we don't have to give them?
The Baba?
Is a situation where the lady has to prove that it's related, and once again, the woman, he does not, you don't give him unless he proves it. Is there an issue of the Moses and the other part?
Okay, so let's start with that Gemara that Rabbi Alter was quoting on page 7, Nun Tes Amud Beis and Gittin. Amar Abaye, Nektinen, Ein Sham Kohen Nisparda Chavila. Right, so if there's no kohen, you know, nisparda chavila, Rashi, nifsa kakesher. So says Rashi, ibed halevi es kvodo, b'shvil chavila sadefred, b'sveinu kori plalk, chachomer mori hazakin. It says, mori rabbi Yitzchok, ben Yehudim, chesidei rav Amram. That if there's no kohen, then the levi is nothing. Well, we tell me that Mori Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Shemadim Shmosh ain't say the Dover Hakdim Levi Israel. We should yitze yachdim. So the first.
He's there.
So, so the Enkan Kohen, the Sparda Chaviva, Ibn Halevius Kvodo, Peshvil Chavivosoha, the Fredus, for Inukori Klau. Right? In other words, he shouldn't get an Ali at all. No Aliyah. In other words, if the Kohen is not there, then the Levi doesn't get any Aliyah. Right? Of all the Talmidim, Shemati Mishmosha, in Seder Ladover Lahaktim Levi Israel. In other words, there's no, you don't have to be Maktim, but you, Misha Yurtsa, you could be Maktim whoever you want. Whoever you want. As the first shot says, he ain't a Kori Klal. Meaning, he doesn't. It says he should always be together with a Kohen. So if there's no Kohen in the Cholan. The other thing says, no. If there's no Kohen, but then there's no Din Kedima, ain't said that the Dovah Lahakdim Levi Israel, we should Yitzhi Yakdim. Right. Now there's Yerushalmi on page 8 that says, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Miyamai lo beirachti lifnei koyin. So Yerushalmi ben Levi, the Levi. He says, Miyamai lo beirachti lifnei koyin. I never went to get an aliyah before a koyin. Lo hinachti Yisrael levorach lefanai, and I never had a Yisrael get an aliyah before me. So what does this mean?
He's a Levi.
He's Levi, Shulman Levi, right?
He was a Levi.
Yeah, but apparently the presumption is that he was a Levi, and maybe that's why his father's name was Levi. Even though today he gets Levi, he can be whatever, he can be Israel, you know. But it could be in those days you were named Levi because you were Levi. That's just. So let's see what the Tashbait says on page 10. Shel Alti Laharam, that's the Marami Rutenberg. So Imchova Litain Lalevi Lavarkberg has a Muslim Bamakov Shain Kohen. Is there a chova? If there's no Kohen, is there a chova to give the Levi benching? Teshiv li lo. The mamakom she'en kohen yesh din li Yisrael kamo lo Levi v'chol dover. He says, no, if there's no kohen, then the Levi is like equal to, so there's no, when Rav Shechta benches, he says, b'shos ha-kohenim v'halavim. So that's the question. You have to say Bishus Kohan and Halvim, because maybe Levi doesn't have any. If it's no Kohen, so there's no Kohen is the only one that you have to worry about. But let's see. That's a discussion. Barainer of Yitzchak Midura Omer Shabushalmi Yesh Omer of Shuba Levi Miyamai Lobora Lefanai Yisrael. That. You're saying
maybe
it's both. Maybe it's for anything. I don't know. Yeshama Rav Shuba Levi Miyamai Lo Beirach Lefanai Yisrael. So that would mean that if there's no Kohen, you still have the Levi go for the Levi goes first. Because if not, then what do you mean, Lubarak Lefani, you know, give it to the, if there's no, you give it to the Israel, but it has never happened that the Israel came before me. So again, first he wants to say that if there's no Kohen, then there's no Hashivas to Israel. Then he says, but what about the Yerushalmi? So I showed that there is a Hashivas to the Levi, even if there's no Kohen. But Omer Maram, she'enu mamin shehu b'Yerushalmi. He doesn't believe that it's in the Yerushalmi. Im hu misham shebim shvir shehu gadol. Whereas, even if it is Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi doesn't mean because of the Levi Shabbat. It just means because he was a Riktam Chacham. He was a Gadol. So he doesn't believe that there's any Hashivas to a Levi if there's no Kohen. As opposed to Rav Yitzchak Midura, that he wanted to say that there is, that's rather the Yerushalmi. So those are the two opinions here of what's the status of a Levi. Does Levi get Kedima when to go first for something when there's no Kohen? So the first day it says no, then the second day it says maybe there is, and that's Tran Yerushalmi. But the Maram of Rutenberg thought no. If you're Gadol, it's a sympathy, you're Talmud Chacham, but just Talmud, you're Levi. Well, Levi is only because he's a Kohen, so now the Levi is Mishar is the Kohen, so to speak.
Well, maybe I'm not mentioning it as your application, because there's a Kohen there.
He's going to bench, there. Right.
If there's no Kohen there, then...
Right. Unless you hold, like, that other second opinion.
Yeah.
Right. And that would be an Akimida, whether there's an Indian to say, Bishos, that Kohen and Lovim. Right. Because, I understand, but I'm saying, in other words, it means that really the Kohen, but he's being mochel for you. And then the Levi, he's being mochel for you. But if once there's no Kohen, then I'm just as good as the Levi, so then, of course, you didn't have to say, like, Bishos Halvim. And this is quoted in Hilchos Tzedaka on page 13 of Shulchan Aruch. Are you in front of Anim Harvey? Maybe Kis Lefarnes or Lachasos or Luftos is Kulam. But Dima Kola Levi, or Levi of Israel. So in Shulchan Aruch, in these halachas, it's mashma that a Levi has, if there's no Kohen, then the Levi gets second crack.
How do you feel?
Well, Dima Kola Israel. We're calling the Levi, the Levi in Israel.
Yeah, so maybe everyone's there. I have enough for five people. So, is it calling Levi Israel? Who do I get first? Who do I get second? Who do I get third? Who do I get fourth? It's according to you, according to the Rambam.
Right.
How do you know that if I only have
the
Levi in that? It's not a
Moshe.
It could be that everyone's there. What's the state of
Kedima? Yeah, I don't think so. I think it means even if there's no Kohen there.
You're just quoting.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you're right. I shall say it in the Gemara. No.
I'll
say it to Babli.
Okay.
I'll say it to Babli. Make it happen. Mishnah. Well, let's see. So let's see Yerushalmi in Horius on page 14. Says Novi Kodam Roshuk Mukham, Roshuk Mukham Kodam Rosh Mishma, Rosh Mishma Kodam Rosh Pesav, Rosh Beyasakam Markel, Markel Kodam Gizwe, Gizwe Kodam Kohen Hedya Kohen, Kodam Levi, Levi Israel, Lohava Levi, Lover of Oven, Peshas Haduchim Shanu. So he says, yeah, so what does that mean? That we'll have a levy, says the Korban Pnei Moshe on the left. We'll have a levy, lo hu Yisrael, sinu chen hu prayed zayin the Nazir. The question is, what is this referring to? Is it referring to someone has to be mitami to somebody? So who, he have a meis mitzvah. He's close to the Gemara Nazir. He have a meis mitzvah. Levi Yisrael, so much of meis mitzvah, Yitma Yisrael. Yisrael should follow Yitma Levi. Lohu Levi, who Yisrael, then you're too much name Shavim. What's the difference between a Levi and a Yisrael, or Rabbi Tuma? So he says, it's talking about B'shas Duchen. That if Levi's going to do it, he's not going to be able to sing the Shir on the Duchen in the Mikdash. That's how he learns it. We'll see how other people understand this Yerushalmi. So in Hilchas Birkas Hamazon, in the tour, page 15, they say, if you want to the bottom, the Valkoim, Tam Chacham, Tzarek Lakdimo, Shenemu, Kedashto, Choldova, Shekdusha. Right, Tzarek Rishon, right? He goes first, page 16. Lavarach Rishon, we need to lead to Rishus Lisrael, Lavarach Rashai. Rashin, Vishal, Amr, Shub, and Levi, Biyome, Labarakti, Lifnei Kohim. Viberach Yisrael, Lefanei. Rishub, and Levi, Levi Haya. Rishub, and Levi is Levi. So you see that he took precedence. Here, the Chorishish, Levi, Din Kedima, Lavarach, Lifnei Yisrael, Malcolm Shem, Kohim. Rabbi Meir Rutenberg, Kosov, Shein Lo Din Kedima, Vada Komer Shalei Berach Yisrael, Fana Mitzad Gedul Oso, right? That we saw in the Tash Beitz. So now, let's see in Hilchos Taka, what it said here. And so if you take a look in page 17, Makdim Makon Levi of Levi Yisrael. So he says, Toshad of Orachayim, Simon Resh Aleph, Medrisha, Toshad Rabbeinu. Yes. So here it says in the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah that when Makdimim HaKohen Levi, the Levi of Israel. So, let's assume that means that Levi has been Kedima. Toshin Varchayim, Toshin Rabbein, Gassim Yishalmi, Amr Yishub and Levi, Meyomi Lo Berachti, Lefnei Kohen, Lo Berach Yisrael, Lefanev, Yishub and Levi, Levi, Yudish Levi, Din Kedima, Yisrael, Varach Lefanev. Amr So he says, here he says, as he says in Kashan the Tour, that in Hilchas Staka, he says Levi comes first. So if you have to give Staka to Levi Israel, the Levi comes first. But in the other, in Hilchas, Berkas Hamazon, he has a whole discussion, a whole machlokes, And here's Pashat. That the Levi goes first. So how come Lugabe benching, it's a whole discussion, maybe right, the whole Maram Rutenberg here, and here's Pashat, he just says Kipshuto. And Makdimim call him the Levi Israel, so he says, Linis Nightin Kanaili in Lachayoso, Vade Yesh Levi Din Kedimu Kulyamu. He says, Lachayoso, to make sure, you feed him this, the Levi has a Din Kedima. I am a Mohi, you bought a base of Mikdash, Yachar, so a Levi of Dossel. Mashain came by El Barachai, my Linian, the Chabdo, Lufi Shah. So then, the Chabdo, Lufi Shah, is not a,
pasha that you have to be mechaber a levi v'shishon. That was the whole pilpul. But lachayoso, because the levi's ikar status is in the mikdash, so I want to make sure he lives to be in the mikdash. So tomorrow the mashiach is coming. My basic mikdash is coming. You know, so when it comes to lachayoso, Levi comes first. When it comes to, I give him a kibbutz now, so there's nothing to do with the base of mikdash. Kibbutz now, maybe not. So there's no calling. The Levi is just as good. But lachayoso is different versus lechabdo. Lechabdo, if there's no calling, you don't necessarily have to mechabit the Levi. That was the Maram Rutenberg said. Our Rishud the Levi. Rishud the Levi was saying it because he was a Talmud Chacham, not because he was a Levi.
So why should the calling go first?
It's only then in Lachayoso. But the preacher's idea is that the preacher's is so it is that the shot in the tour is that if you have a certain amount of tzedakah and you could give it to one person and there's a kohen and a levi there, so the kohen to express it, the levi Israel. It's so funny because we don't find people asking, are you a levi Israel?
The precedent, the age limit on levi is only in the mitzvah.
So covered is only when there's a covered there. If there's no covered, then you don't have to give him covered. But to give him stucker, he comes first from Israel.
Catholically speaking, I don't know how to Catholic say yeah, because number one, before we're talking about when all the Yisrael are the same. If there's some Yisrael who needs more basic stuff.
Right, okay, enough and I'm in. But it's basically the, it's not easy to show exact, but two people are collecting for, I don't know, Chachnachas Chala, and they're basically... Yeah. It's funny, you never see this, I don't know, do you ever see life, we're going to say, So let's see, there's a Mugget of Ram here as well. There's a Shulchan Aruch, it says, Lo yakdim chacham Yisrael, l'choy nam ha'aretz v'ach olam, d'ach chok u'mishpat v'huna, v'lo lozeh lo chacham ashus, v'ach yim chakum, v'choy nam chacham mitzvah l'am nima, kidashta, v'chtof rishon. And then in the bottom, in the Mugen Avram, in the bottom of the page, on the right side, on page 18, two lines. Kosef Atur. Yesh Omrim, Shetzorach L'Haktiv HaLevi L'Yisrael. Move on a second. Kosef Atur. Yeah, that was right. Yeshua Mishra and Hagan of Levi, Yisrael Shrei Yeshua and Levi, Omar, Miyomer Lomerach Yisrael Afonai. Okay, there is a Hasa Mitzai, the Russo Komar, Shrei Yeshua and Levi, Hagan of Levi, Abach Hasa Zaino, the Yeshua Shrei Yeshua and Levi, Lo Saad Miyomer, Elam Yishu Gadol Bimenu, Hilchach Heber, he said, so he doesn't like that tchiyah because it was Rabbi Shuman Levi never ate with somebody who was greater than him. Right, we say that Prismila. V'yesh gorsim hakonim halavim, the konim who are called levim. With a thesis of Horius, Amrinan Levi called him Yisrael. Can possibly earn day. That's Sakhan. Came with Hazin, lethal stock of liquors with Torah Kodim. You can't hold the Shard of Arm, they leave with Lamexa. So he says, he thinks that no. Once you say that a lady is more chashuv, so there should be for everyone, everything. And he calls to Yerushalmi, but Duchan. So he says that so the Magen Avraham is mashma that it's no, the lady's always called him. He says the ain lima the mechsa. As you're learning out that a lady is more chashuv, so that it goes across the board. But it's against what other distinctions between Machayoso and that. So there's a tshuva here. Sternberg has a couple of interesting tshuvas here. Chelek Sheni on page 21. So here, the first tshuva. To ask about ani bosa shabbitzes stocker. We said that if you're not in Kobo, you're not home, you don't have your money with you, then you're an ani. So he says nechlechu rabbi lippa mikapolia imagrach mivalajin, and usher is over mokum mokum, and he doesn't have money now. So the kedushas yontif says kedushas yontif was the father of the Satmar Rebbe, father of the Reyol, Kedushas Yontif. The Kedushas Yontif says, "Hem shach mevani lachis stocker, edem chayv lalavos." The dino kecholani, you're allowed to take stocker. And the Chaim Volozhna agrees, but when they went to the Groa, they said, "No, if you could borrow money till you get home, so then that will take you over the." You know, so then you're not an oni. I feel he walks up over and welcome, including Lavos. So he says, you can't just take handouts. You have to, you can just take a loan, and then you'll get home, and then you'll pay back the loan, and then you'll pay Pasuk Shechayavi Lavos, and then you'll only want to save those stuff. Okay, so we talked about this a little bit. But then he says that maybe we can make a compromise, Shita. So if he needs money for his business, then he's Chayavi Lavos.
Because he needs mazonos, because they have to stop him.
Ugazonis Gargello, Sarach Lavas Kashiach Lavas. So Usher is a Bzerach, he doesn't have money, so we pay them, we give them the amount of money that an Oni gets for the Stavra, and then he doesn't have to give it back. But if he wants the type of food that he normally eats, the day Machsoro, then he has to borrow and then return that money. So see, he doesn't usually just eat a piece of bread, he eats a steak and this, so he wants to eat what he normally eats. So that money he's entitled to, but then he has to return that money. He has to borrow for that money. He could just say, I normally eat dinner or steaks. I need 40, 50, you know, I need, no. That is, so that's his compromise opinion. Okay. But I only did that because it's on the same page of this piece. L'haktim kohanim levim b'tztaka l'achem. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that there's a... he says, after Rashi Chumash, Hashem din kedim levi urat al mosam, Shulchanach, Masha didn't even call Malcolm. Ulai Midraban Tikku came. The verb said, when he said, you know, Yashav at times, Lord Doctor was there, came in Chakonah, Lohim and Hayom, Enam, Elephone, Chazaka. So he says, so how come we're not so Madaktik, Bizman Hazah? About, so he says, when he is like the Nail Yashav Tam Shalom Badakim, came in Shakonim, Lohim, Hayom, Enam, Elephone, Chazaka. So it's a question whether Kohanim today are, you know, we don't have a direct lineage. So it's Chazaka that you're calling. So what's the status of Kohane Chazaka? Okay, Mitzdaka Elohim Schos Kadim, Litchos Schos Sharanim, Litchos Shem Kohane Levim, Cheshbar Achem. So that's what Sturmach says, that we don't redact it because it's only Kohane Chazaka. Okay, Asher, Nosel Hel Maser Rishon, Zer Vinishon, and Nosel Vatser Rishon, Aksmo Shemagilo, Misofi Vinosin, Abal Cheshbar Anim, in the Yochalakim as a carnival of him. Chayyafa Osim Gabayt Staka Yom Shalom Maktim Musom. Right, we never find Gabayt Staka that are asking people, are you Kayan, you're Levi? I'm not sure how to ask him about the Dude Hagolas Huchla Chakula Makone via Kazaka, Venom Skoslav Kia Chaim, and Gabay Rashai Lassos came. Fizek Shaykan Shayla Shalmab and Al Rakhlinian. As a begufo, as I levim kodem gam bezman hazeh. That was like it's a motzi mechaveh. But so for money, we're not gonna. But there was someone else that needs, you know, to help him physically. So maybe that's different. Chazal tiklu kem v'gor aval azar begufo levi yosef nishon mikar in mitzvah levi yosef. So that's what he's saying, that Zman Hazeh, Kohane Chazaka, and we're more, so therefore we don't, So that's an interesting idea, but there is a din of Kohen Kodem Levi, Levi Kodem Israel, but he's saying the reason why we're not Makhdin is because, we have a Motzi Mammon, you know, Ma'u Mehai Mehai. And that's just broader discussion about Kohanim, Kohane Chazaka, and things like that. What's the status of Kohanim, you know. Rabbi Warman once quoted a Sefer in, we say in Elitzion and Tisha B'Av, Alei Zivchei Semideha Ufidyonei B'choreha. So he quoted from the Satmar Rebbe, he says, why are we mourning? We don't have the Talmud, I understand, but we don't have Fidyonei B'choreha, why not? So he says, because of this idea that
we're not sure
the Kohanim, so maybe the pidyon is no good. When I pidyon haben, Baruch Hashem, I was also to do the mitzvah pidyon haben, so I had a
thing in a whole public picket event. I used Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, you know, he's a chashev Cohen in the community, so I used him to be the Cohen. But, you know, I didn't realize, you see, some years, five coins weren't good enough. You needed more. And some years, so I didn't know exactly. So I went to Eichler's in Flatbush. So I bought two sets of pigeon and bedwars. They sell it a set. You can't just buy six coins. So you buy two sets. So I wasn't sure. In the end, five was enough. So I had this extra, set. So I had a fellow in my shoe. His name was Yosef Rappaport. He was in my shoe. So he's a Rappaport. So he's considered a Kohen Miuchas. So since he's a Kohen Miuchas, so there was a minhag to give to Kohanim, you know, Miuchasim. So then the next day I saw him in the street. I said, Yosef, I have an extra 5 coins. I want to give you 5 coins. It will be the second, Rav Moshe Bigzatzal is related to through my wife. So when he was, he had his son, Shaul Bay, he has three sons and 2 daughters. So 2 of the sons are no longer alive. His middle son is alive. But I was very close when I married into the family with his oldest son, his Bachor, Shaul Bear. He has a son who teaches in MTJ. So he told me that when he was born, so his father, he did a pidyon haben, but his father sent 5 coins to Europe to the Chofetz Chaim. He wanted to repose his son. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I usually don't take. Because there's a shayla of a chashash gezel, you know, if you're not really a kohen, you know, Chofetz Chaim is going to be medakdek. He says, I usually don't take this, but Rav Bik was a descendant of the Yavetz, of Yaakov Emden. And since you're a descendant of the Yavetz, and you said that the Yavetz, that's his minhag, that you give it to whatever, to someone who's more mukhs or whatever, so to try harder. So because you're a descendant of the Yavetz, I'll keep the coins. I think he got a letter. I think the family, I think, he still had the letter that the Chofetz Chaim wrote back to Rav Bik, and he says that he received the coins of the pigeon and men. Okay. Okay, let's just have a continue tomorrow.